Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse today is a short one from the longest psalm in the Bible. So verse 68 from Psalm 119. You are good and you do good. There's a great moment in the C.S. Lewis book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where the two girls, Susan and Lucy, are talking to Mr. and Mrs. Beaver about Aslan, the great lion. And Lucy asks, well, then is he safe? And Mr. Beaver, in a well-known and often quoted line, says, safe? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. Now, of course, in this great allegory of C.S. Lewis, the lion is God, and this quote is a reminder of who our God is. You see, C.S. Lewis was trying to sort of encapsulate the power of God along with the loving character of God into one image. And he does a really great job when he uses a lion, right? That is powerful and not safe, but is good. Now in Scripture, the word tovah is Hebrew for good, and it is found all over the place, but especially right away. Our scriptures start out in Genesis with God creating and calling all the various things he creates good. And in fact, the word good, tovah, but also in Greek, is used 500 times, actually over 500 times in the Bible. So yeah, I chose the simple verse 68, you are good and do good, from Psalm 119, but there are so many to choose from. There's a reason C.S. Lewis chose goodness as a primary characteristic of God. All throughout Scripture, when there are praise songs or cries for help or psalms of thanksgiving or verses about what God is doing in the world, the word good is so often the one used to describe God's action and God's character to us and to the world God created. Now, I think sometimes it's easier to think of God as this big angry guy with a beard somewhere up in the sky, ready to smite us at any moment, right? Just watching us and ready to take us down. Or sometimes God feels like a big dude up there somewhere, not here, watching us fall apart and not doing anything to help. And despite how often that feels true, it is just not true. God is primarily good. And those things, those images of God that we sometimes get stuck in our heads, are not good. To think of God as not safe but good in this world is the harder thing. It's hard to remember that God is good when the world seems to be falling apart around us. And when things feel so angry and contentious, it's hard to remember that God is good. It's hard to remember this when we have not just a bad day, but the worst day. It's hard to remember this when we get bad news or the worst news. It's just hard to remember that God is good when we are struggling. Because there are a lot of times, if we're really honest, where believing that God is good feels like the impossible thing. But God is good. See, the world is what's crappy. It has the worst days. It has illness and violence. And yes, this world is terrifying. But if a primary characteristic of God is goodness, I find it helpful to remember all of those not good things are not from God. Our psalmist today says, you are good and you do good. That God's primary characteristic is good and God's primary action in the world is good. So those things that aren't good aren't God. They are a part of this broken, messed up world that God is always actively trying to heal and make whole. So even in the middle of all the crap that is in our lives and in our world, we can remember that God is good and calls us beloved. It is the one thing we can trust and hold on to when there seems to be nothing else. Verses about God's goodness, or the story about Aslan the lion being not safe but good, or especially today's verse, you are good and you do good, they always make me think of this song, Good, Good Father. Now, I have sung this song on bad days, on some of the worst days. I've sung this song with people on their worst day. And somehow it rings so true, even then. It talks about how we hear so many different stories of what God is like, but it does talk about how God's primary characteristic is goodness. The chorus says, you're a good, good father. It's who you are, and I am loved by you. That's who I am. It's just a beautiful promise and a beautiful reminder of who God is, what God's primary characteristic is, and then who we are and what our primary characteristic is. So if you're going through a bad day, maybe the worst day, or just a regular hard day in the middle of many hard days, hold on to this one thing, that God is good and you are loved. That's it. If you want to listen, we're going to send a link in the episode description so you can click it and listen to my favorite version of the song, though Google is wonderful and you can type in Good, Good Father and it will give you many others. So take a listen, sing along, and hear that promise for you today. That God is good and we are loved. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.